to cause any harm, any inconvenience, any hurt to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During his lifetime also, and even after he has left this world. Not only outwardly by our actions, by our words, but even in our thoughts and in our heart, we must not harbor anything. As there is a famous saying in Urdu, you can interfere with the lioness, but don't interfere with the baby of the lioness. Then that lioness will kill you. In the same way, interfere with the elephant, but not with the baby of the elephant. So Allah has got so much of love for His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah does not tolerate any way that a person must cause any hurt, any inconvenience to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the time a person should be conscious of this, and especially when he goes to Madinatul Munawwara, and especially at Rawdha-e Mubarak, he must be very particular even about his thoughts, even about his eyes, his actions. In any way he must not cause any inconvenience to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala declares openly now, وَمَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُؤْذُوا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ اور تم کو نہیں پہنچانا تکلیف کے تکلیف دو اللہ کے رسول کو. It is not permitted for you in any way that you cause any ida, any inconvenience, any hurt, any harm to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether it is by your words, whether it is by your actions, whether it is by your thoughts, in any way, do not cause any hurt to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During his lifetime or even after he has left this world. From there also a person should consider, particularly as many people have seen in dreams, etc., that when we don't keep a sunnat beard, it hurts Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So especially when we're going to Rawdha-e Mubarak and we don't have a proper sunnat beard, that also causes inconvenience and hurt to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As is famous, that one very great Buzurg, who was genuinely a very pious person, he had come to visit in India, and our great Buzurgs also went to meet him, hearing of his great piety, but they found him to be clean shaven. And after discussing, they asked him that you haven't got a beard. And so he says, my piety, everyone's piety is in different things, is that I don't cause any hurt, any inconvenience to any person whatsoever. My akhlaq, my character, I'm very particular that I don't cause inconvenience to any person. They told him, whenever you put the blade to your cheeks and you shave your beard, don't you think how much of hurt you are causing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a genuine, sincere buzurg, but he was erring in this matter. Immediately he realized this mistake, that every time I put the shaver to my cheeks to shave my beard, I'm causing hurt to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immediately he made tawbah and corrected that aspect of his life as well. So we should see that by any of our actions, our following the non-Muslims, our discarding of the sunnat, all this causes inconvenience to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then further, one particular thing Allah says, وَلَا أَن تَنْكِحُوا أَزْوَاجَهُ مِن بَعْدِهِ أَبَدًا اور نہ یہ کہ نکاح کرو اس کی عورتوں سے اس کے پیچھے کبھی. And it is not permissible for any ummati to marry any of the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world. By nature, man, he feels that nobody must marry my wife. After I die, she must remain loyal to me. Though it's 100% permissible, and it is in fact better that a woman doesn't remain single, that she gets married. But by nature, man does not like that somebody else must marry his wife after his death, though it's 100% jais and halal also. So Allah's Nabi himself, how much more won't he feel offended by this? And so Allah made it haram that it is not permissible for any person to marry the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to even think of any evil thought about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wives, etc. This is very, very serious and very, very dangerous. A person must be very careful in his thoughts also in this regard. He must keep himself very pure and clean. 15 of the family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, etc. And in the same way, the Sayyids, those who are the family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should not cause them any offense, any hurt also. This is also very serious and very dangerous. And there are various reasons for this. One of the reasons of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam having so many wives was that they will spread the private life, the deen of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the ummah. Now if they get married again, they get occupied with the new husband, then that was which was the prime object, that how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam conducted himself in the home, the ummah would not have known. Then that will get concealed. Also, they are exclusive, they are the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world and Jannat also. So if they have to get married to somebody else, then they come like with a blot on them, that they married somebody else also. And there are many other reasons also that Allah made it totally haram that nobody can marry any of the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam even after he left this world. Inna dhalikum kana indallahi azima. Albatta ye tumhari baat Allah ki yahan bara guna hai. This very thought of yours also is a very big guna by Allah Ta'ala, and Allah knows everything. In tubdu shay'an, agar khol kar kaho tum kisi cheez ko, whether you speak of something openly and clearly, aw tukhfuhu, ya usko chupao, or you hide it and don't make it known, you keep it in your heart, in your mind, inna Allah kana bi kulli shay'in alima. Beshak Allah Ta'ala har cheez ko janne wala hai. There is no doubt, Allah knows everything. So don't even in your thoughts, in your mind, in your heart, harbor any bad thought about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about his family, even about the Sayyids. Today, if you see any of the Sayyids doing anything wrong, keep your silence, hold your tongue. Don't just start blurting out, because every person loves his family, his offspring. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also loves his children. We should be very careful with regard to this. Then further Allah gives the masala with regard to parda again. That from whom is there is no parda, from whom you don't have to observe parda. So Islam is such a pure balance and a realistic religion that it hasn't made parda that from everyone you have to make parda. No, there are certain women who are excluded from there. So Allah Ta'ala says, لا جناح عليهن في آبائهن. Guna nahi un auraton ko samne hone ka apne baapon se. There is no guna for women to appear without their niqab, their parda, in front of their fathers. Therefore, between a father and his daughters, there is no parda. وَلَا أَبْنَائِهِنَّ وَرْنَا أَبْنِي بِيْتُوْسَ. And there is no parda for a mother with her sons. وَلَا إِخْوَانِهِنَّ وَرْنَا أَبْنِي بْحَايُوْسَ. And there is no parda between a woman, a sister, and her brothers. There is no parda. وَلَا أَبْنَائِ إِخْوَانِهِنَّ وَرْنَا أَبْنِي بْحَايْكِ بِيْتُوْسَ. And neither with the sons of your brother, her nephews. There is no parda from the nephews also. وَلَا أَبْنَائِ أَخْوَانِهِنَّ or na apni behin ki beto se. And there is no parda from the sister's sons, that is the nephews from the sister's side. Wala nisa'ihin or na apni aurton se. And between women, and that is Muslim woman, there is no parda. From non-Muslim woman, strictly speaking, there is parda also from non-Muslim woman. But from Muslim woman, there is no parda between the women themselves. وَلَا مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُنْ وَرْنَا أَبْنِ حَاتْ كَي مَالْ سَي. And neither the slaves that you own. And those also, that is the female slaves and the male slaves. And the male slaves up till the time that they reach puberty. When they become baligh, then there is parda there also. Also from here we can see many people, which was a foreign thing for us in South Africa, but which is coming, they are keeping male workers in the house. And there is parda from them also. And without this parda, a lot of fitna comes. And it has been witnessed also. And all this that there is no parda from the father, from the grandfather, from the brothers, sisters. But when there is a fear of fitna, which unfortunately has come in the Muslims also, small girls at the age of 12 are being made pregnant by their own uncles in the house. Grandfathers make their own granddaughters pregnant. So in that case there is parda. When there is the fear of fitna, and all in our homes we should be vigilant. Don't just, especially the little girls and even boys today, with the fitna of the West, what they are promoting, all evil. We should be very careful that nobody just plays around fondling, kissing and holding. It's the uncle, it's the grandfather. These things lead to very serious things. And especially the women folk, the mothers, etc., they should be vigilant that no such things happen. And also with who they are meeting, where they are spending weekends, etc., our daughters, we should protect them very greatly. Otherwise, this later in life has a very negative impact on that person. Though the person grows up now, and when it knows I have been abused by this person, by that person, it causes a lot of inconvenience. The laws of Islam are not just there to make our life miserable. They are there to make our life very, very pure and clean, and you live a wonderful life. If anyone has to know that my wife was abused, etc., the wife has to know that my husband abused somebody, it spoils that whole relationship. Islam is to give us a pure and clean, healthy life. وَاتَّقِينَ اللَّهِ وَرْدَرْتِ رَهُ اے عورتو اللہ سے. And O woman, particularly, yeah, Allah says, fear Allah. Don't break the laws of Allah. That is, parda, yeah, particular, which is being referred to, see particularly that you maintain your parda properly. Don't break your parda, because that is the cause of lot of other fitna. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدًا. بے شک اللہ کے سامنے ہے ہر چیز. Everything is in front of Allah. There is nothing which is in the ghaib, which is in the unseen for Allah. Everything is directly in front of Allah. What our private lives and what is carrying on in our homes, the neighbors will not know. Other family will not know, but Allah knows what is happening. And what our intentions are, taking children, this is also a very dangerous thing, where the men, for example, take the children for an excursion, or they take them for an outing, etc. We don't know what is happening there. Mothers particularly must be very vigilant and always watching their young daughters particularly. Otherwise, a lot of fitna, unfortunately, has come in the Muslim community also.